With your 11 a.m. deadline. Winton in local news, Winton Hotel, a chain owned amid exceptional Queensland pub sales. Catherine Trent Babb has just bought an Outback pub for close to Brisbane's median house price of $1.126 million. The 73-year-old said she was soaking up retirement at Herbie Bay when the Winton Hotel in Queensland Central West popped up. Ms. Trenbath said this is now her fourth time, quote, out of retirement, end quote, having owned motels in regional Queensland for more than 20 years. The Townsville mayoral race has been called for North Queensland politician Nick D'Amato, holding more than 61% of the 443,000 votes counted on Sunday. Mr. D'Amato, a former Canada Australian Party MP, resigned from state parliament and his former party to run in a hotly contested by-election. Quote, I am proud to thank those Townsville residents who voted for hope for a better city, to build the capital of North Australia, end quote, he said.
In national news, Australia's energy chiefs have warned against the country abandoning net zero ambitions, saying that electricity prices are now unlikely to fall for at least a decade. In a survey of the country's major energy companies, it was revealed that many bosses believe that we are currently experiencing the calm before the storm, with increases around costs and competitiveness looming. Chief executives have stated that though this energy transition is crucial, given the increasingly unreliable nature of coal plants. While experts assure renewable energy once built is one of the lowest cost sources of energy, the construction costs for this supply will ultimately have an effect on consumer bills. In other national news, the habitat of a koala colony in central western New South Wales has proven to be much stronger than scientists previously thought. The under-researched area was a part of a habitat distribution map made by Science for Wildlife. Dr. Lee is excited to see that the population is finally recovering after decades of absence from the region. Quote, there has certainly been a gap in koala presence for a couple of decades. To see them bouncing back is really exciting.
In international news, Iranian authorities have begun the process of cloud seeding in an attempt to induce rain amidst a historical drought. Meteorologists have said that annual rainfall this year has been 89% lower than long-term average, which has led to Urmia Lake Basin running dry along the nation's water reserves. The United Arab Emirates has used the decades-old cloud seeding technology in recent years to address water shortages impacting the region. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme brand. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Voting for the 2025 Hot 100 is now open. Who will make the top 100 tracks? It's your call.
Only one vote per person is allowed, but subscribers' votes are worth double. So if you want to really